I'm Jen.
And I'm Yvonne. And welcome to Good to the Last Bite. We're just two homemakers.
And best friends.
Answering the daily question, what's for dinner?
Oh, wow. What a unique question.
Yes, so uncommon. Nobody asked that question.
Nobody. Join us as we talk about life and the journey to step out of the box.
And enjoying it to the last bite.
Hello, welcome back to Good to the Last Bite. We are so excited to be here for a new week. And this food that Jen is about to cook sounds so good. And we're delving into some new areas we haven't done yet. So, Jen.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, we have, but it's like a new meat-ish.
Sure. So. Yeah, sure.
So, Jen, what's for dinner?
Tonight we are having baked salmon with avocado salad, and then I'm making a side of white rice with it. So that is what I'm making today. It is one very another staple in my family's rotation of foods that we eat. I, a long time ago, just decided to make this avocado salad, just try a salad using avocado, and it turned out fantastically. It's kind of a deconstructed guacamole in some ways, but
nice.
When you use a harder avocado, it just has that nice fresh flavor to it. And then when you put it on top of the nice fatty salmon with the white rice, it's just such a wonderful complement together. And yeah, and it's so simple and such an easy thing that makes it seem like you really know what you're doing in the kitchen. And so it's something that anybody can try. You can use different types of meat. Tonight, actually, I'm making my husband's salmon, and I'm having tilapia for intolerance reasons. But it's really the best with salmon, and my heart is broken that I won't be eating the salmon because it looks so good tonight.
Yeah,
so,
man.
And then, like I said, I have some white rice cooking away already. It is just a nice compliment to have, but you could use cauliflower rice or any other kind of starchy grain that you might want to use. I'm using basmati rice, but it's really up to you. That's what we're doing today, and it's pretty straightforward. So I'm going to start first with just seasoning the meat. What I like to do for seasoning it is I use salt and pepper, of course,
Then
I use paprika and lemon pepper, and that's what I'm going to put on both the salmon and the tilapia.
Ooh.
I started using lemon pepper a few years ago on different things like my green vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts when I roast them in the oven. And it's so phenomenal because it just brings out that nice citrus as well as the peppery flavor. But I still use black cracked pepper. But then I tried it on salmon and it just makes it so delicious. And so that's what I'm going to do now while I'm just getting ready. I have my oven already set to 400 degrees. I'm going to do it for 400 degrees and then I'm going to cook the meat for about 10 to 15 minutes until it's just cooked.
Awesome.
Baking ingredient.
Right.
Instructions for cooking fish.
So I've never really loved lemon pepper. I think I need to start using it more.
Probably.
I feel.
Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to think of how I've had it because I had it. I did have it growing up, and maybe it was one of my parents' like favorite seasonings or something, and they used it a lot. I don't know.
That could be a good reason.
I didn't enjoy it as much, but I think I need to take time to appreciate its simplicity, just lemon pepper and what it can do.
Yeah. Like I said, I started using it on things like broccoli, broccolini. Those are the two I use it on the most. Sometimes Brussels sprouts, just those deep green vegetables that you might roast in the oven. And I just add it in the same ratio as I add salt, pepper, lemon pepper. And it's just adds, there's not really much flavor extra except it brings out the brightness of the vegetables.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see how it would be nice. I just don't know why. It's weird. I'm not sure. But I'll keep that in mind next time I make my Brussels sprouts and probably accidentally make fish too, you know.
Of course, because that seems to be your status quo is fish and
my
Brussels
weird
sprouts.
Weird habits. So I don't even know.
It's a combination, I can be honest, I have never done. Ever.
Yeah, we've talked about it. We don't need to discuss it anymore, but it still blows my mind sometimes. Oh, man, that's so fun. So yesterday, we had our friends come over. They're kind of like working in the garden with us, we grew a lot of their tomatoes and peppers and stuff. And that was like the last of the stuff that really had to get in the ground. I have a few odd and ends things, like some herbs that I need to put here or there, or a little flower here and there. But they came over yesterday, and I didn't actually do a whole lot of planting, but they like kicked some butt and planted, I think it was 50 tomatoes and 60 peppers plants.
Wow. So that is a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And I'm just like really looking forward to the hot sauce or Tabasco sauce that he's going to make from all of his peppers. They're really delicious.
Oh, that's so good. That's amazing. Oh, I have never delved into the world of hot sauce making. However, last year for my birthday, my mom bought me this kit that's like a hot sauce making kit that comes with like dried peppers that you can add and like the vinegar so you can create your own hot sauce. But I haven't done it yet because I don't know why. So maybe I'm going to have to delve into that this summer. I just didn't do it yet. And I apologize, Mom, and if you're listening, I'm sorry I haven't done it yet, but once I do it, I'll let you know, and maybe I'll name it after you.
Anyway,
yeah. So right now, so the fish is already seasoned. I'm going to wait a little bit because we are at the beginning of our podcast, so it doesn't need the whole half hour to cook in the oven. So what I'm doing now is actually I'm starting on the avocado salad. Avocado salad is a pretty simple set of ingredients. You got your avocado, obviously, fresh, but not like guacamole, like soft. You want it to have a nice, like still hold a little bit of structure to it. Tomato, one red vine tomato. You're going to have some chopped up onion, red onion in it, which I haven't done yet. Mm-hmm. So we may see some tears. Cilantro, lime, olive oil, and salt. That's basically it. You're going to cut everything in a nice uniform ratio. Again, I dice my onion really finely, but I like to make nice little dice-sized cubes of the tomato and the avocado and keep the leaves of the cilantro kind of chunky. And then I'm going to mix it up together with the juices of the lime and the olive oil and the salt and just have a delicious salad. Now, I don't know about you. Sounds good. Excuse me as I rip off another paper towel. but when I peel my, like when I have avocado, do you cut the avocado in its shell or do you peel the shell and then cut it? What do you like to do? Casing. I don't know what it's called. Skin.
I generally, when I have avocado, I cut it in the skin.
Still. And then scoop it out with a spoon.
Yeah.
I used to do it that way, but it's now I peel the skin. I find it so easy. You just peel it and then you get thicker, the green part of the avocado. Now the avocado has to be a good avocado. It has to be in good shape. It might not work necessarily for like guacamole, but I find that it peels off pretty easily. And then you have the whole thing that you can dice it and then you don't miss any of the flesh that you sometimes can miss when you scoop it out.
True. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
It doesn't really matter, but it's just a new technique I learned. And I thought, I don't know how many people do that. I even like when we have like just slices of avocado with breakfast or something like that, I'll peel it and put it on the plate and then dice it nice and beautifully and then, fan it out. So it looks like,
pretty.
Again, the secrets to make it look like you know what you're doing.
Right.
And it turns out it's a lot more smooth to do it that way. And then I usually put like everything but the bagel seasoning on it and then enjoy that.
That's a good idea.
And some more salt. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm just in the process of doing. But this avocado is not in great shape. It's okay shape.
Oh, man. It's in just, guacamole shape.
it's not even that's the problem. It's just a lot of bruising.
Aw, bummer.
It happens. It's like that's the risk that you take with avocados. It's like you never know what you're going to get on the inside.
That's what I was about to say because I like avocado. I like eating avocado. I don't like buying avocado and knowing when to use it. that's my bigger problem is because I buy it and then maybe it's too hard. So I wait and then it's bad.
Then you wait too long. Yeah.
I just always have a hard time finding a good balance.
And then the issue is too, you buy a bag of them and they're all of the same ripeness. And so you have to eat them quickly.
Yes.
Because I heard of these things, I think in Korea, that they make 5-day, it's the same with bananas. I've heard this too, because they're both a similar kind of thing, that they are ripe for a really specific amount of time, mm-hmm. unlike apples or oranges that have a lot longer shelf life before you can eat them. Bananas and avocados seem to be really quick. So they do a progressive bag of avocados and a progressive bag of bananas. So you can buy bananas that are already ripe. One's ripe, one is a day behind, one is the next day behind, and day behind. So
that's
that
brilliant.
You have a ripe banana every day, and same with avocado. And I think that is just genius. I wish that meant that when you opened it up, it would still be perfect on the inside for every day. But it seems like it gives you better odds.
I mean, yeah, you would think so.
Yeah. We don't eat avocado that much here because of that same issue. It's like the hit or miss. But we do eat avocado in the salad, as well as I make guacamole quite regularly. Or in wraps.
I do love guacamole.
We've been having avocado too. Some chicken wraps that we've been making. Oh, it is a delicious, healthy fat for you. And it's sometimes worth the effort, but it's also sometimes hard.
Sometimes not. I know. Yeah. And I just wish they had, I wish that was a thing here in the US or in Canada to have those avocados bagged that way. That would be legit. I would buy way more avocado.
You know, when I go to the grocery store, I tend to now buy more the free bulk avocados that you can pick yourself as opposed to just a bag of avocados, because then I try to do the same, like same logic or same philosophy. I'll try to
get it.
I bought two avocados yesterday. One is for this meal and one is for a meal, chicken wraps tomorrow. And what I did is I bought one that was a little bit harder than the other. Obviously I picked wrong for this one, but at least I think tomorrow the avocado will be in good enough shape to add to that nice chicken wrap that I'll make tomorrow. So I'm now just icing a tomato, which I literally just ran out and bought because I used all my other tomatoes earlier today.
Whoops.
And it's nice and fresh, so that's good. I love it. I really, really like tomatoes when they are like have a little bit of crisp to them, like they're so fresh that I don't like them when they're soft and they become grainy. It's not my favorite thing at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. They're not very good when they're soft.
You're gonna have a fun time. You're gonna have a fun time learning about taking care of tomato plants and making sure that they get enough calcium and all the different things. But the benefit of all of that is the yield that you should hopefully get from them will be able to produce a lot of canning of tomatoes and a whole bunch of stuff like that. And that's so exciting.
That's the goal.
We'll
see how it goes.
Exactly.
So actually, my dad is here visiting at the moment, and he was helping me out some in the garden, and they have a lot of poultry. They have a lot of chickens and ducks. They don't really eat the duck eggs, and they just have like a ton of duck eggs lying around. So he told me that he puts his duck eggs in when he's planting the tomatoes. He puts the duck eggs in the ground and then plants the tomatoes over them. So So I did the same thing. I had some duck eggs that were not eating that were kind of going bad, and I put a little bit of like fertilizer in and some compost and the duck egg, and then I planted the tomato. So we're going to have to see. I haven't checked on them today. Today was just kind of busy, but I...
Yeah, that's such a great idea. That's like, I never thought about it. I did see this other thing. I think I told you about this, Yvonne, that people, like, you don't throw out your banana peels, and instead of putting them in the garbage or all that stuff, bake them, and then they become ash, banana ash, and then you put them on your tomato plants, and it gives you that compost fertilizing that is so good for them on a quicker pace than if you just waited for your own compost to become that valid thing.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, we had a compost. I lived in the city. We lived in a small town called North Bay, but it's a city nonetheless, you know, 60,000 people, and we lived like right in the main area. So we had a backyard, but not very big. But my grandfather was such a big gardener. He just loved it. We had raspberry bushes and cucumbers, tons of rhubarb, all that stuff in our garden in the backyard. And I loved growing up there. And he spent a lot of time teaching all of us the value of gardening. Doesn't mean I'm good at it. I just learned a lot from him. But what he had is he had a double compost in the backyard. And so 1 year, you would just dump all your compost every day, all your food, organic garbage, leftovers, and you dump that in that one bin. And then the next year, once that was springtime came, he would shovel all of that and move it over to the next side. And then you would keep that going back and forth so that every year he had fresh fertilizer available for his garden. And it was such a great idea. And I look forward to the day that maybe I'll have my own compost like that outside. We don't have that here where I live. I live in a townhouse in Toronto. My neighbors, I don't think, would appreciate the things that come from having compost. We have a lot of raccoons in our area.
That's
so
true.
So many.
We're definitely going to have to work on a compost system, a bigger compost system. I've started kind of a small one, but it's sort of just been a, oh yeah, I need to throw something in here. And it's very unofficial. It's really just, I have a little bit of extra cardboard and here's some coffee grounds. And but I need really to be a lot more intentional about it because it is just so useful. And we have so many livestock. We need to start really utilizing their poop.
totally.
Like utilizing it correctly. And we have a little bit. I put some of the straw from the goat house out on the garden a while ago. So I have that available. And that's like kind of the beauty of having some of these animals is that they're working together.
Totally. And you know, the thing is too, like you get such compost material from just having a garden general, like the pruning of the leaves, all of the different like dead fruit and vegetable that just happens naturally from a garden, and your pigs can eat it. So there you go. You have a natural compost that will take care of all of that stuff, but then you get to reap the benefit on the way out, if you would.
It's true.
So just quickly, I'm making my dressing, if you would, for the avocado salad. Now all I use is olive oil, lime, and salt to season it, and maybe a little bit of pepper just to add a little bit of heat to it. But it's really very simple. I don't mix them ahead of time. I just put them all on the vegetables that I have in this bowl. And the olive oil just adds a little bit more slickness to it. And I like the earthiness that balances with the lime. And then you need the salt, though, because the salt with avocado is like key.
Definitely a good thing to have, salt.
Speaking of salt, we talked about, I think, last episode or the episode before about salt intake and the need for it. And I realized I've been using this salt in my salt jar that I just pick out of all the time for seasoning and different things. And I found that I've been so under-seasoning everything. And that's because I've been using a poor quality salt. I have different salt that I have in my like pantry to keep a good store available for different things, like salts. I have like a few cases of that, some flour, the general staples you need in the pantry. But I pulled out one, and this whole time I've been like, oh, I feel like everything's under seasoned, and I add more, and I feel so nervous about it because if it says a teaspoon, I almost have to add 2 teaspoons, and then we get into the danger of having too much salt, which brings the negative side effect that we talked about the other day. Mm-hmm. But that makes a difference. If you use a better quality salt that has higher saltiness content, you don't have to use as much. So that's what I would recommend. I didn't realize this before, but if you find that maybe your meat is, like you said, meat is under seasoned, all that stuff, don't use a low quality salt. Try to find a good, not expensive. There's very cheap and expensive, better quality salts out there, like the ones that we normally use are better quality. This one I just bought on a whim because I was like, I need more for my storage, and I'm not going to use it anymore because it's just like, I feel like I'm putting so much in, which means you're getting the poor content out of the salt, not the good enhancing of the flavor.
Very
fascinating,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Anyway, just quickly, I know we're pretty close to the end of this episode, still have a little ways to go, and I'm actually done. I'm waiting on the fish. It's in the oven. It's going to be another 10 minutes. The rice just popped, which is awesome. About the best thing about having a rice cooker.
Rice cooker.
And the salad is all cut up and ready to be served. Now, when I serve this, I like to put the avocado salad actually right on the salmon.
I think
it just looks nicer. But so then you get a bite of all of those things together in one bite. All those all that stuff. And sometimes in that little extra juice of the olive oil and the lime together goes really nice.
on Sounds your phenomenal. Life.
But that's basically kind of it.
Yeah, 20 this minutes. Is good because,
yeah, I know, 20 minutes. And we're just waiting still. I think it's another 10 minutes on the fish, but it didn't have to be. I waited so that we could, you know, it would be finished when we're finished, especially because we're hungry over here and ready to eat.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Which is why the rice cooker already popped so that when we finish, we can just go right at it. But that's what's so great about this. It's really a 20-minute meal, if you think about it. That it's just the time it takes for the fish to cook, the oven to preheat, and the fish to cook is what you need. Because during the time of the fish cooking, you're making the salad, and then it's so good. And, you know, we have a busy week coming up. We are going on an adventure to nowhere. We're not going to say exactly where yet, but we're looking at some potential opportunities to maybe move and start the homesteading life, maybe. Who knows?
Exciting. These are just,
they're all hopes, and we'll see what kind of happens. But this opportunity is really, really exciting, and we'll look forward to kind of giving you guys an update. I really shouldn't have even said anything, because now watch, it doesn't happen, and then I'm going to have to be heartbroken.
Ah, no.
Heartbreak.
You're going to look. You get to go on an adventure and see some new things. Like, there's no harm in that.
It'll be good. It's so good too, because we're just, you know, get a quick meal here, and then we have to finish packing everything up and get ready to go and come back with maybe a new vision or a new hope for what we want, which is exciting. Sometimes you just need a break from us.
Oh yeah, you need that for real. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. So
if it all works out, then I get to kind of be at the same, like on the same pace as you. We'll be doing the same kind of things. And I'm so excited to think about, except our winters are longer here. So
yep. That is true. That is true. All right. So for all of you who are listening, we need some feedback on one, your take on avocados and how you pick them or choose them. And then two, any information or peel them, right? Two, any information you might have on good quality salts and how to use them. Like that, those are some things. So be sure to either get with us on Instagram at Good Last Bite, send us a message, comment on one of our reels, and let us know what you think. Or you can send an email, goodlastbite@gmail.com, and we will respond to you, I promise. We really will.
We're not that busy, everybody. We have time.
Yeah,
so please.
It's true. But yeah, I think it's so great that you get to go away and have like a time of refreshment. Oh, let me tell you what. We did this garden yesterday, and they got the majority of the tomatoes and the peppers done before they were even here. I knew they were coming. I knew their goal was to plant all of this. It was amazing how much space it freed in my brain. I've had this laundry monster, clean laundry monster living on my couch. It's just like a permanent resident since all this busy gardening stuff has happened. And yesterday, before they even arrived, before we even had all that stuff planted, I was like, I really need to take care of this. And I was working on it, man. I took care of that laundry monster, and I was so impressed, because I was just like, okay, I finally, like, mission accomplished. I have plants in the ground. Forget all the fact that I still have like trellising and all that jazz that I got to figure out one thing at a time. But
your plants still have a long way to go before they need trellising.
They do.
So you can do that you grow along with them.
Some of our squash plants are already like, we need a place to go. So I do have to work on something for that. But it was amazing. I think last episode I talked about just how it's been crazy and balancing it all. And I was just, then I couldn't go to sleep last night because we got all that stuff planted. And I was like on a high of,
Of course.
We accomplished these things.
Yep.
It's
really
fun.
Exciting. It's really fun, and then, like we've talked about, you see the fruit of your labor almost right away, you know?
Yes.
There are some successes and failures, but it's worth it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I've definitely killed a lot of my flowers, actually.
When I come back, I've been waiting, but when I come back, my husband last year built me this beautiful planter box for our balcony, because that's the only space that we have to be able to grow any kind of fruits and vegetables. But because I don't necessarily want to take on the task of taking care of tomatoes this summer. This just right. a lot of stuff happening. I'm going to do a leafy green vegetable garden of just so leafy cool. greens in there.
Love it.
It's not the biggest size, but last year I did 4 tomato plants and four chili plants and two zucchini plants, which I shouldn't have done. They were very huge. It was a lot. And some okra, all in that thing. And it was great. And we had successful vegetables. But this year we're just going to go for leafy greens. And I'm so excited to get that started. And thankfully you can start leafy greens a little bit later. It's not as big of a deal. It's something to look forward to.
But it was just, you know, it was just very refreshing having that off my plate. Just like you're so excited about your trip and having a refreshing, like, time to go and decide kind of what the future might hold for you guys. And I'm like, I accomplished something in my future. Like, I got this check mark. Like, it is so worth it. Hard work, but worth it. But
totally.
Yeah, it's
very
a good time.
Exciting, though.
Very. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Jen, I hope you enjoy your, I hope you enjoy your tilapia and avocado salad, and your husband gets to enjoy his salmon. So sorry about that. That's fun.
Okay. But it's
still going to be a fabulous meal. And I am, man, it sounds good. I need to go buy some avocados, the scary avocado.
Every week it seems like we do those things, right? Last one time when I made my Caesar salad, I got a message like 20 minutes later of her attempting the Caesar salad dressing.
And
but
I
with
failed.
The wrong seasoning.
I failed. I picked up allspice and was putting sprinkles of allspice in instead of
amazing.
Pepper. Woohoo! Go me.
Go you. That was good. So great. Well, we'll get it some avocados and you can try the salad because I'm pretty sure it's fail proof unless you grab the wrong salt.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I hope you have a great week, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.